Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Kozer and Chad Kozer, Father and Son Act, we got here, folks, are here with us. They've been with us before. They're members of our Brain Trust, authors of Selling to Zebras. These guys have had many years' experience, obviously Jeff more than Chad, but in helping people like you and me make sure that we put our best foot forward in the marketplace when we go out to sell, when we go out knocking on doors and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" And so we're going to get these guys in here, and they're both dads. So we're going to say Happy Father's Day to you, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Jim.
And welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
And Happy Grandfather's Day as well. That's pretty cool, too, isn't it?
That's even better yet.
Yep. And Chad, welcome to the show, and Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Jim. I enjoyed my first one yesterday.
I know. I'm excited. You got a 10-month-old. It's great. When someone says Happy Father's Day to you, do you still look around like, who are they talking to?
No, it's been 10 months now, and I also turned 30 a couple weeks
ago. Oh, poor baby.
So I'm enjoying the place in life that I'm at. It hasn't been too big of an adjustment.
Chad, I've got clothes older than you. So. And, you know, Jeff, talking about Grandfather's Day, I've decided that I've come up with the best explanation I can think for how to explain to people what being a grandparent is all about. It's like finding a new kind of candy. What do you think?
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. There's something about it. All candies taste good, but this is a new kind that you never had before. Speaking of new kinds of candy, we're having to find new kinds of candy in the marketplace. They don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, by the way, guys. we're having to find a new kind of candy in the marketplace to attract our customers these days, aren't we, Jeff?
You know, we really are. You've got to do something different. If you do the same thing you did last year at this time, you're not going to sell as much. It's just that simple, isn't it?
You and I have. I look at your picture, Jeff. I see that you've got almost as much gray hair as I have, and so I know you've been around a while. And I believe that many things are being reset right now. And I think the way we're going to do business in the future is going to be adjusted from the way we've done it in the past. I still think some of the fundamentals that you and I've learned over the decades are still going to be valuable, but we're going to have to, the application of those fundamentals are going to be different. What do you think?
You know, Chad and I talk about this a lot. You know, as we launched the book, we learned so much. We learned so much about using the web to help us leverage who and what we are, because we're a small business too, as you know.
Yeah.
And what we found out, you know, we thought we knew some things, but what we found out was how much we really didn't know.
Mm-hmm. And that we were already behind the times.
Yeah. That was scary, wasn't it?
We had catch-up work to do.
That was scary, I bet, wasn't it?
It was scary. We spent a lot of time going in a direction that we still believe is very important for our business in establishing that kind of credibility that it takes in the high-tech consulting world.
Mm-hmm.
By writing that book. But at the same time, you know, a lot of my generation, especially younger than my generation, they're not reading books anymore to the same extent. They're on Twitter and Facebook, and they're finding their information on the web, and
yeah. We
have to learn how to touch that audience as well.
Is that part of the evolution that you guys have been talking about lately?
Well, we've been not only talking about it, but learning about it. We attended something called the Wisconsin Entrepreneurs Conference, which was put on by the Wisconsin Technology Council last week in Milwaukee. And not only did we make some great contacts that are potentially prospects for us, which was our initial reason for attending the conference,
mm-hmm.
but it was a fantastic learning experience about how to leverage tools that we didn't completely understand the benefits of, like Twitter, and you know what kind of impact these social media are going to have on all businesses, large and small, in the coming years.
So are you guys convinced that that social media is going to be a big part of the selling process in the future?
After attending that conference, I sure am. Jeff, what about you?
You know, Jim, I am. I would have said something different potentially 10 days ago. But, and it's not just the younger generation. It's guys your and my age who are staying in touch with their constituency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not about what you had for dinner. It's about steering each other to places where like minds might read something which would be good for people that listen to you. It's the same thing you do on your show, where you make suggestions on solutions to problems that people may or may not have, and then they can choose to go there.
One of the things that I've been writing a lot about and reporting on the show is an evolution of the social media world from being, you know, like you said, what do you have for dinner, to something that can be an ROI for a business. And my default position on this is that I don't like this term social media. I prefer building online customer communities. And where I think things are going is that in 3 to 5 years we may never talk about Twitter again or Facebook again, but companies like yours and mine will still be building online customer communities. What do you think?
It'll evolve beyond what Twitter is doing, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's also I'd like to add colleague communities as well. I mean,
yep.
We're touching colleagues, customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
talk about Blog Carnival, Chad.
Well, that's the evolution of the blog. And
Blog Carnival?
Yes, blogcarnival.com. We were invited to and advised to join that by one of the employees at the company that we published our book through. His name is Ryan Wheeler. And he introduced us to that via his weekly email newsletter. And what it is anybody can go out there and start a blog carnival on a given topic. And what a blog carnival is when you start it, you begin to receive submissions on a deadline that you set, so let's say a two-week period, from other bloggers on the topic that you've designated.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I started a sales and selling blog carnival, strategic
mm-hmm.
sales and selling, and I received, I don't even know how many submissions in the first 2 weeks, and then I published them all in the first edition of the strategic sales and selling blog carnival. So instead of just flooding the internet with my own content
right.
that I've written, I've now got
you aggregated.
A way to organize everybody else out there that wants to talk about this topic.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get Jeff and Chad to tell us where's the ROI in this? When does somebody actually make a sale? Because that's what a lot of small businesses are waiting on. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little heartland music here. John Mellencamp bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Thank you for using it. Don't forget to check out my blog, my knowledge base. You can ask questions there. You can subscribe to the blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And we got articles, archives, lots and lots of stuff. The largest community of small business experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy, right there on our website. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm with it, folks. I'm hip. I've got a Twitter account, and that's at Jim Blasingame. I'm on LinkedIn, Chad and Jeff. I'm on Facebook, and Chad and Jeff Kozer are our guests, folks. There, Jeff is the father, Chad is the son, but he also is the father. And their book is called Selling to Zebras. Chad, why don't you give us your website and tell us how we can find you guys and how we can find your book?
Sure. Our website is www.sellingtozebras, SELLINGTOZebras, just like the animal,
yep.
.com, sellingtozebras.com.
Right.
And you can click on a link to order our book from Amazon from there. And more importantly, right now I'd like to invite you to click on our blog from our main page there, and you can also find our blog carnival through there. I'd like to invite Jim, you, and all your listeners to feel free to submit a blog entry that I'd love to publish in the next blog carnival, too. And
all right.
That way we can all share our information in the latest and greatest way of doing that Yeah, the blogosphere.
Check that out. Jeff, I have a Facebook page, but I don't use it a lot. Until the other Friday night, I was on, for some reason, I went over there, had my laptop sitting in my chair, and my wife pointed out that I could chat on Facebook, and I didn't really know that, hadn't thought about it, and I clicked on it, and both of my children were on chatting on Facebook. And so I chatted with both of my children on Facebook on Friday night, my grown children, both of them have children, and we had conversations that we probably wouldn't have had on the phone or in person.
You know, actually, maybe you just touched on one of the reasons why these connections are so important, is because they're a different type. They're not a replacement for, they're an addition to.
It's like I've said about kids, about grandkids. You know, it's not that you love your grandkids more than your children, it's just different. And so if that's the case, Jeff, is it possible that if we have that kind of connection with our customers, that it could be that kind of added richness? What do you think?
I think you were talking about ROI just before we went to break, and that's the path you're going down now, and I believe that. We were talking about, as we took that little break, that customers want to find us today. They really, in some cases, don't even want to be called on by the traditional salesperson. They want to make the first contact.
New era of radical transparency.
Customers have control, don't they, Chad? Today,
they do.
And they're going to have more in the future.
The new era of radical transparency by the keynote speaker, Robert Stevens. He's the CEO and chief inspector for Geek Squad, which I'm sure just about everybody's heard of at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's what all this social media is leading to, and that's why it's going to be profitable for us, especially small business people, because it allows us to be brutally honest with our prospects, allows them to be brutally honest with us, and it propels communication in a more meaningful and expedited direction because of that. And, you know, let's face it, as small businesses, if we're all being honest as salespeople, world domination is our goal.
Right, exactly.
World dominate is
funny
as it sounds. You know, so it's that type of honesty that's leading to more effective transactions between businesses.
Well, and there's no question about it. And see, another reason why I think the online communities, which I prefer to call them, the online communities, whether it be peers or customers or children, the online communities are happening more and more. And as that happens, Jeff, I think our websites are going to become more distribution centers and less destinations.
I think you're right. That's, you know, we put everything that we know out on ours for free. And if you can figure it out on your own with our tools, there they are.
But see, people, what's going to happen, though, Jeff, and it's probably happening right now, somebody comes to your site and says, hey, Chad, I like your site, but I really am interested in these three things, and I'm a busy guy, so why don't you just send me that when you have something new on these three things? And I'm probably never going to come back to your site. I'm just going to wait on you to send me stuff. I call it follow me home.
Sure.
And I think that's a big part of the social media thing, the big part of the online communities, is customers have control, and they ask you, they find what they want, and they want you to serve them.
How can we make this most effective for our business?
Yeah. So wrap it up for us. We got about a minute, Chad. How do we make the ROI out of this?
Use your expertise as your deliverable. Make that what you're selling to your customer. You know, you're selling a service, not just a technology.
Mm-hmm.
And this new portal to finding your service on the web in this social community, as you've called it, is the invitation to make yourself a service business and sell your expertise on the tools that you're providing. So you teach your customers how to use them and match them up with what they need, exactly what they need the first time around.
Quickly, Jeff, last thoughts.
Well, we also have a white paper out there. On the front end, you talked about strategic evolution in this economy. We've got a white paper on that topic. So have them take a look.
That's on the website, sellingtozebras.com. Hey, Jeff, Chad, thanks for being here. Good job today again.
Thanks, Greg.
We'll see you next time. We're going to take a quick break right back after these messages with Gail Goodman. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.